almost 100 million people across the United States worth watching the Super Bowl. And Firestone sponsored the halftime show with Bruce Springsteen. And also, they premiered two new commercials that were 30 seconds each. So we are using this as an opportunity to call attention to the ongoing abuses in Liberia by trying to get the word out through the media and also encouraging people to communicate with the NFL as well as Bridgestone that they should improve conditions in Liberia.
What are some of the conditions that the laborers face?
For over 82 years, the primary job that workers do is collecting rubber from the trees. And what they have to do is put them in buckets, which each weigh about 75 pounds. And then they have to carry two buckets on a stick on their back for about a mile. They have a quota that they have to meet every day. And if you were to meet that quota every day, you would have to work for over 20 hours. So as a result of that, workers have to bring their children to work or their wives to work or hire subcontractors out of their wages in order to meet that quota so that they can be paid. This is really grueling work. It's physically demanding. They aren't given much safety equipment. There are a lot of injuries that are caused. And workers also live in shacks. A lot of them haven't been updated since the 1920s when Firestone first came to Liberia. And they don't have running water or indoor toilets or electricity.
How effective has this attempt to raise American consciousness been in past Super Bowl campaigns?
Well, last year was the first year that Firestone sponsored the halftime show, and we did get quite a bit of publicity. Also, we worked with a sports journalist who did an opinion piece in the LA Times, and there was actually several back-and-forth letters between him and the CEO of Firestone Natural Rubber Company that got a lot of attention. And we also generated hundreds of emails to Firestone from people around the world. And since the Super Bowl last year, workers on the plantation have finally formed an independent and democratically elected union, and they signed their first store contract in August of 2008. So this year, we're really focusing on ensuring that Firestone actually implements the terms of that contract. The new contract includes many really important improvements. For example, it reduces the quota, which is one of the biggest problems on the plantation. It also is supposed to increase transportation for children on the plantation to get to school so that they don't have to work, they have access to education. It's setting up a health and safety committee to increase health and safety standards for workers. They're also going to be doing more construction of new houses for the workers so they don't have to live in these crowded shacks. However, the big question is, when this agreement is on paper, how does it get implemented? And so we've heard from a lot of workers in different parts of this massive plantation that they're still being required to produce at the old quota level. So they're still hiring subcontractors, which is, you know, a huge issue because they're only making about $3 a day, although the contract did improve their wages a small amount. So the big push we're doing now is that Firestone has committed to these things in a legal document, and they're going to start renegotiating a contract in about April or May of this year. So it's time to see the results and actually have all these commitments implemented on the ground.
Now, what kind of consciousness has the NFL shown towards the plight of Liberian workers in the industry?
Well, we've tried to meet with the NFL. We've sent them a number of letters, and they've always kind of declined to meet with us. They've basically repeated back to us a lot of the public relations talking points that Firestone uses. So, you know, they're definitely aware of the situation. We sent them materials and reports, but they continue to refuse to meet with us. And again, this is the second year that we've had hundreds of people all around the world emailing them saying that they need to pay attention to this. And unfortunately, they have not stepped up their responsibility.
There seems to be something different about this year's Super Bowl and the commercials that are associated with it because the auto industry has been so hard hit by the current economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there are not many auto commercials on television for the Super Bowl. Do you think that that will increase the number of tire commercials in its place, or do you think that it would lead to less advertising and less chance for you to influence changes for the Liberian tire workers?
That's a good question. I think that in general, a lot of companies are cutting back on their public relations. And, you know, the tire companies, I'm sure, are also affected by the downturn in the auto economy as well. But something that we're seeing with Bridgestone Firestone is that they're still shelling out at least $3 million for each of these 30-second ads highlighting at the Super Bowl. And this is at the same time that they're also making massive cuts to their facilities in the U.S. So they've cut thousands of jobs in the U.S., but they're still able to find millions of dollars to sponsor these advertisements. So I think some companies are definitely affected by this, but it appears that Bridgestone Firestone is still putting a lot of money into Super Bowl advertising. So it hasn't affected that part of our campaign.
Well, there has been a reaction by business, sort of a laissez-faire, let commerce take its own course with this thing. Can President Sirleaf of Liberia or her ministers be urged to weigh in on this issue?
Yes, actually, the Labor Minister of Liberia, Kofi Woods, he's been extremely supportive of the workers on the Firestone Plantation, and he made sure that the elections that were held to the union were independently verified and that there were international observers. So he's done a lot of work to make sure that there are good industrial relations on the plantation. And Ellen Johnson Sirleaf made some statements in support of the workers, and the workers have given her praise at certain points throughout the campaign. But I think that it's hard for the Liberian government to be able to really stand up for the workers, because Firestone is the largest employer and the largest private investor in Liberia. So they have held a lot of power for many, many years. So it's hard for the government to really stand up. So I think it's helpful for us here in the U.S. to be telling Firestone that you need to be held up to international standards. And, you know, we also need to support the Liberian government to ensure that they have the popular support to push Firestone to live up to international standards.
Tell us about your email action campaign that you've organized, getting reform on the tire worker issue. Will it make a difference with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell?
You know, it's really hard to push the NFL, but I think that we really have, you know, raised their awareness about this issue. This is something that was not even on their radar 2 years ago when they signed this contract, and I think that through this media pressure and people calling them up and sending emails, it definitely shows them that they need to really consider this if they're going to renegotiate a contract with Bridgestone or any other company. They need to consider the labor and environmental impacts of those companies. The other thing is the email is to the NFL as well as to Bridgestone, and this year we're making it very clear that we have some really important issues in the contract that are not being implemented. You can go to stopfirestone.org, or you can go to the International Labor Rights Forum's website, which is laborrights.org. And if you have a Bridgestone or Firestone store in your country, you can also go there and tell the manager there that you're concerned about this and that you expect better from the company for their workers in Liberia.